Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jeff Allen with your CCN local news. Deborah Dahl received most of her animals back on Friday. The Hallsboro woman faces two felony and 19 misdemeanor counts of cruelty to animals, but 94 charges were dismissed by the district attorney's office. At least 14 of the dogs died either during transport or while being treated for chronic health conditions. We have more on this developing story at ColumbusCountyNews.com. More rain fell across Columbus County this weekend, causing Lake Waccamaw to overtop the dam and minor flooding to continue across the county. The additional precipitation came on top of 2.75 inches of rain in Whiteville on Wednesday, when up to 6 inches fell in other parts of the county. The storm flooded several businesses at Washington Street and J.K. Powell Boulevard in Whiteville and sent a trash dumpster floating at the Food Lion North Shopping Center. In Tabor City, Cottonwood Terrace also flooded. Some flood relief is a little bit closer for parts of Whiteville. City Council on Tuesday will get an update on the agreement between the city and R.J. Coleman Railroad to improve drainage across Canal Street. Whiteville City Manager Darren Curry said in a memo that officials have submitted all the necessary paperwork to get permission to go under the railroad. As soon as that application is approved, the city will begin enlarging the drain tiles under the rail bed. Curry also said the city is looking into other funding sources after $5 million in federal money was frozen for the Molly's Branch project. The Columbus County NAACP will host a presentation and listening session on flood preparedness on August 21st. Partners include the West Whiteville Initiative, Southern Coalition for Social Justice, Blueprint NC, and the North Carolina Conservation Network. Refreshments will be provided. Registration by RSVP is required, and the meeting is from 6 until 8 p.m. on August 21st at the St. Mark African Methodist Episcopal Zion Church at 114 West Virgil Street in Whiteville. Call 919-323-3380, extension 142, to RSVP. Whiteville City taxpayers can now pay the city directly rather than the county. The city rejected a new offer from the county earlier this year for tax collections, opting to do the work in-house. The first taxes for the new fiscal year have been collected, said City Manager Darren Curry. Bills will go out this week, but residents can still ask the staff to look up amounts due and pay at City Hall. More than $2.5 million in unpaid wages, commissions, and other cash benefits have been recovered by the State Labor Department during the last fiscal year, said Labor Commissioner Luke Farley on Monday. Payments ranged as little as $50 to $347 for a group of 25 workers. Farley campaigned on a promise to speed up backlog wage disputes. Transformation Church is collecting school supplies and clothing gift cards for children every Wednesday and Sunday. If you want to help, you can bring the donations to Transformations at 9938 James B. White Highway South in Whiteville. The Columbus County Sheriff's Office is accepting applications for this year's Citizen Academy. The free 10-week program gives a behind-the-scenes view of all operations at the Columbus County Sheriff's Office, from investigations to detention. To participate, you must be 21 years of age and pass a background check. For more information, call 910-642-6551, or you can look for the story at ColumbusCountyNews.com. The application deadline is August 29th. The Food Bank of Wilmington will have a pop-up market on August 16th from 9 a.m. till 11 a.m. at the Jerusalem Chapel Free Will Baptist Church. There is no income, residency, or ID requirements to receive assistance. The church is located at 6224 Chadburn Highway in Chadburn. The North Carolina Extension and Community Association Foundation will be sponsoring an event at the Boys and Girls Home of North Carolina on August 16th. ECA Day will be from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. at the Boys and Girls Home North Carolina campus in Lake Waccamaw. Food will be provided. Organizations, civic groups, and individuals attending are asked to pre-register and be sure to indicate the items that you'll be donating to the Boys and Girls Home cottages. For more information, call Tom Lamont at 910-646-3083, or you can email tom.lamont@bghnc.org. You also can follow the link in our story in the Good News section at ColumbusCountyNews.com. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jeff Allen reporting.